So I'm just going to ask you to explain again what we had a brief talk about the potential for cognitive overload and students getting very tired, both of using multiple apps and multiple tools and maybe even bored of using the same ones over and over. Could you explain to us a little bit more?
When we use all these applications at school, and different teachers use different ones, so students get an overload of all these different applications, and it's just too much. They get bored. They spend an awful long time downloading them, and sometimes they are not able to download them, so it takes a lot of time to... I don't know. Personally, I find that I've started using, well, just a few, mm-hmm. not too many, mm-hmm. in my lessons, so that the students know what they're using and we wouldn't waste so much time on practicing how to use these tools. We'd be practicing English and not so much using the tools.
So in your opinion, would the approach be better to have a flipped classroom approach where they download them and they practice using them in their own time? Or do you think you need to lead them to learn how to do it together?
I think we need to show them the ropes first, but then flipped learning, yes, definitely.
I think flipped learning in this case would be the best way to let them, because they wouldn't listen to me anyway, because when they load an app, they get so excited about it, mm-hmm. so they're pressing all the buttons at the same time. So I think it's better that they make the mistakes, and then when a problem appears, then I ask someone in the classroom, have you had this problem? And then there will be a hand, and then I will make them help the poor person.
And they work collaboratively,
so
they're helping each other.
Do you agree with your colleagues over which ones you'll use for different subjects? Do you sort of box them off, say, oh, we in the English department, we're using these, so you can't use them, or what?
No, I think in our school, the language teachers all use them.
And some prefer, I know our Swedish teacher, he prefers Socrative, and he uses other applications from the rest of us.
You've talked about Socrative and Kahoot. Which are your favourites?
I like Quizlet and Kahoot in some quiz exercises.
Yeah. I use them both, but not too often, because other language teachers use them, students get bored with them as well.
What other apps do you generally use for homework or classwork?
Quizlet is used most in my classes, and now there is this Quizlet Live possibility, which makes it exciting.
Yeah, the thing is that we have a platform at our school. It's Office 365, so there are many applications, tools there. Mm-hmm. So there's Sway that you can make presentations with. I always make a homepage for my group. So when I start with a new group, I invite all my students there, and I can, share information with them. They can send their homework to me via that page.
So you're kind of locking your students into Microsoft?
At the moment, unfortunately.
Our school, heads prefer.
Have you tried working with any of the Google tools for education, like Google Docs, Google Forms, various other ones?
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
Yeah, I say used to, but not.
But
so
you can't now.
We're not, forced to use Microsoft, but it's just that because all
You've
the students have it, and
yeah.
we have the license, so
yeah,
that's where we use it. And of course, it's familiar for all the students because all the teachers are using it.
Thank you very much indeed for your insights from Finland.